He reached the river bottom and waded through the snow of the broad floodplain. The cottonwoods stood stark and gray, their branches stippled with black buds that lifted toward the patchy clouds of the sky, engaged in a quest for a summer that never seemed to come. He stopped at the thick fringe of willows along the banks and stared morosely at the roiling river. His chill grew fiercer at the sight of the clumps of snow and ice floating on the turbulent dark waters. He turned to follow the river north to the hot springs and glimpsed a figure stumbling along the opposite shore. By instinct, he grabbed Trouble just before the dog started to worm through the willows, to drink from the river, no doubt. Holding the dog, Bad Belly crouched down. He couldn't tell much about the bundled figure except that it carried darts and an otlatl. That was enough to create a squirmy feeling in Bad Belly's empty gut. He glanced around. Could his tracks be seen from the opposite shore? Whoever this was, chances were good that he wouldn't care for a lone stranger like Bad Belly. The figure stepped down the bank, reeling slightly as if exhausted or wounded.
Oh, Trouble. What did we do? Blunder into some kind of war?
Man on the far bank began to undress.
All the insanity. Who in his right mind would...
The woman ignored the freezing cold, washing herself in a way that made Bad Belly blush despite his chill. She scrubbed and scrubbed at herself, as if to cleanse every part of her shivering body.
Who are you?
Then she jumped again, as if frightened, and plunged headlong into the river.
No. Don't do it. Trouble. She doesn't look strong enough. What about when she reaches this side? She'll be half...
The woman rose, slipped, and fell. Bad Belly jumped to his feet, trotting along the bank. The pack and robe she carried whirled away with the current. He bounced from foot to foot. He could see her strength failing as she floundered and could imagine the aching cold that would be cramping her muscles. Would he have to watch the woman drown before his eyes? Bad Belly ripped off his coat and peeled out of his shirt, leggings, and pants. He charged into the river, terrified that she'd be dead by the time he reached her. Cold shocked his already chilled flesh as he splashed toward her. He reached her, bobbing on his toes. The intense cold stunned every nerve in his body. Bad Belly grabbed a handful of her hair. She struggled weakly.
Hang on to me!
The woman managed to slide her arms around his neck in a chokehold as he battled to stay afloat with his good arm and to push off the greasy rocks on the bottom with his cramped toes. Drained, cold to the bone, Bad Belly sloshed out of the shallows and pulled her onto the stony shore beside him.
Can't stay here.
Somehow, they made it to his clothes. He wrapped her in his coat, pulling moccasins and leggings over the icy pain of his feet. His shivering made the chore twice as hard.
Warmth. We need warmth.
Bad Belly's thinking turned muzzy as he tried to figure out what to do. They needed warmth or they'd both die. She had lain down and seemed to have lost consciousness. He stared at the surrounding white. The plume of the hot springs rose in a mounded white pillar to the north. Hot springs? Hot water? It didn't look far now. All he had to do was follow the river. How could he get her there? His mind went blank. Use the robe for a sled. He rolled her limp body onto the robe and set out. His feet pained and goaded him. He blinked against the fatigue. Warmth. Blessed, wonderful warmth, not so far ahead. Reason seemed like a slippery fish. Why was he doing this? Who was this woman he towed? Where was he, anyway? He stared at the unfamiliar country and lost his purpose.
Pull the woman to the hot springs.
Pull her to the hot springs.